This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Mike Sedita.
Hello out there. Welcome to episode 128 of the Good Neighbor Podcast. I am your host, Mike Sedita. I am joined today by Scott Rother. He is one of the co-owners of Cruise Planners. They are located, you guys are in Pasco County, right, Scott?
Actually, we're in West Chase now.
Oh, in West Chase now. Okay. I don't know why. I think when I originally met your partner in crime, your co-partner, Robin, I think we met at a networking group, and I was in Pasco, so maybe I put that two and two together and made that assumption incorrectly. Just so you know a little bit about what the Good Neighbor Podcast is, how we got started, and really what our function is. In 2020, when COVID was raging all over Florida for that 6 month period, the Good Neighbor Podcast was started as a way for business owners like you to come on, talk a little bit about what you have going on, so that consumers could hear your services and other business owners could hear some of the stuff you might go through as an owner and work things out. And in the 4+ years or so since we got started, we have podcasts from Denver to Atlanta to Virginia. I'm fortunate enough to be the person here in Tampa that gets to talk to business owners like you. So first question is always, tell us a little bit about Cruise Planners. Tell us about your business.
So Cruise Planners as a whole is a, corporately owned franchising travel partnership. So basically we own our travel franchise, and it's my wife and I. We've been in business since 2008. So just over 15 years. And, we have a few associates that actually work for us also, but that kind of, explains, what we do and, kind of how long we've been doing it.
So let me ask you this. I mean, you started in 08. Was travel always like, I always think of someone who wants to get into a travel agency business and say they want to travel and they want to go on these trips for free to see where the good stuff is so that they get to travel a little bit themselves. But how do you guys fall into it? What is your corporate background or career background prior to doing this, as well as Robin? What did you guys do and then end up here?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, really, Robin started this off, probably 30 years ago, went to travel school, worked for some other companies that you may have heard of, like a AAA, Liberty Travel, Cruise.com, and a few other companies. So she's been a travel agent, majority of the time. In 2008 is when we purchased it. At the time, we were living in New Jersey. At the same time that she was in travel, I was working in retail management. So I used to manage the operations all the way to the entire store for large retail stores for almost 30 years myself. So I was kind of working part-time for a majority of the business. And then over the past 3 years, I've been full-time working with her in the business full-time. So, managing a large scale business, brings over what I can do to help out with the process from not only from a sales standpoint, the operations, and et cetera.
So let me ask you this. You guys, you purchased it in 08. When did you make the transition from New Jersey to, to West or to the Tampa area?
2010.
2010. And then you say retail, were you one of the stores in the Garden State Plaza? Is that type of big type retail, or is it like a freestanding type, other type of retailer?
Like a home improvement warehouse.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Oh, wow. So that's what, 10,000 SKUs that you're working through in a place like that? That's pretty crazy. Okay. So
even more.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, every little nut and every little bolt has its own SKU. It's insane. So you kind of, the question I have thinking about this, because I didn't realize Cruise Planners was a franchise. So the question I have, and the one I always think of is Liberty. Liberty Travel was big where I'm from New Jersey as well. And it was always the one that was kind of at the forefront. Once you, what's the advantage of going through a franchise? Like, do you get any kind of special deals or anything? Or is there an amount of support that the franchisor gives you that you would do it? Or is it expensive to get the systems to be able to find this stuff? Like, I don't know what the advantage would be to being with a franchise if Robin already knows all this stuff, to just kind of go and be like, Rother Travel.
Right. No, it's a great question. So first of all, for us to be a part of a franchise, it allows us, kind of the power behind us. So marketing standpoint, social media being as strong as it is today, you know, having that backing and that assistance is kind of all wrapped up into one, along with the partnerships that they make from a corporate level. Again, just gives that kind of backing and that power behind it. So, you know, when we call, for instance, just use a cruise line, Royal Caribbean, when we call Royal Caribbean, our line is a little different than the line that, that a consumer would call. Or if we owned our own, you know, Roth or Travel, it would be the same thing, you know. So it's that backing, it's that buying power that kind of goes behind it. And in all realism, as far as utilizing, I think you asked that before and I didn't answer, but utilizing a travel agent really just allows us to, you know, kind of look at what's going to be best. You know, if you call, you know, a cruise line or, you know, like a land tour company, like a Sandals or something like that, they're going to sell you their product only. You know, we're going to be looking out for, you know, all the products that could be out there. And we're, you know, also doing specific training so that we have a kind of a leg up to what is out there and some of the good things that are going on. So,
okay. So let me ask you a question. I'm going to put my real world experience and kind of see if there's an, you know, an analogy, a comparison for you. So owning an ad agency, when one of my clients would come to me and say, hey, we have whatever, $1 million budget, we need to reach women, whatever age, there's only certain publications that they could go into that really target their audience. And I'll just give you garden variety, like Marie Claire, Redbook, just use those two as an example. Once I go to those vendors, you know, whether that is Meredith or Time or whoever the publishing company is, they're usually kind of not buying me, not trying to buy me because there's no regulation around that, but I would get tickets to a Yankee game or I would get like all that kind of stuff. So is there when you guys go and you say, and I'm just using in your business, Royal Caribbean, Celebrity, Virgin, and Carnival, do you guys, you look at all that stuff and you're doing what's best for the client, but do you like, if for example, Virgin said, hey, we have this great sale this month and travel agents get an extra 10% kickback, and I'm making stuff up, completely pulling numbers out of thin air.
All good.
Is that the type of thing you guys are looking at too? Like where you're saying, hey, look, this is Carnival and this is Royal and this is Virgin. They all have pros and cons. Because I know I did work with Robin and she did an amazing job working with me. I didn't end up going on the vacation. That was, you know, that's between me and my psychiatrist. But the whole point is like she was doing all the dirty work for me where it would have taken me. I think the biggest thing you guys sell is the convenience and the time savings of diving through all this stuff. Are you driving people a certain way based on some spiff that you guys get? Or is it just here's what it is and you pick?
So not so much on the spiff, more, you know, we're not trying to sell a one-time vacation. So for instance, you know, Mike, if you come to us, you know, like you did and, you know, you reach out and you have specifics of kind of what you're looking for. This is the family members I'm bringing. You know, this is the kind of experience I'm looking for. You know, kind of what do you have? What are you thinking? And that's really where we come into play because then we're going to look at all the different, you know, cruise lines, land options, tour companies, all those different, you know, players that are out there, and we're going to match it up to what works best for what the client's looking for. For instance, you know, if it's a Caribbean trip and it's adults only, you know, one of the things that I'm going to absolutely, you know, pitch per se is Virgin Voyages. It's a great new product. We love the experience that it gives our clients. If it's, you know, because we're looking for you to travel with us, Mike, for, you know, your lifetime, you know, and realistically that's our goal. So we tell people, you know, you can have as much interaction that you want. We're really here to do the heavy lifting. And that was even more apparent during COVID.
Oh, I can only imagine what the industry was like during COVID when cruises weren't traveling and stuff like that. But you know, for me, again, I'll bring it back to my personal experience in working with Robin. I did exactly that. I said, here's kind of the parameters I'm thinking of. Here's kind of my price range. And just to be completely frank, I probably could have done most of this stuff on my own when it's just me. I wanted to use somebody to do it. So I knew I was like that reassurance that I was getting any little extra bell and whistle, right? That was part of it. But the big thing is, and I think the industry, same thing kind of with the auto industry. Once the internet really got robust to where it is now, people could do searches and find all the stuff, a lot of the stuff on their own. But where I look at your service, where the ultimate value in your service is, if I'm a family of five, or a party of 30 going on a cruise, like you guys are doing all the heavy lifting, arranging the rooms, taking care of all the bags and the transfer, like all that stuff. And then making sure like I have a checklist of all of my needs that I'm going to need for that particular land destination or cruise. Like that's the stuff that's invaluable to me, because as an entrepreneur, busy, always on the go, I don't want to have my vacation be a job and planning it. And you guys did all that, which was great.
Right. It's so true. And, you know, in all realism, then it's about what we can add in extra after that. So, you know, for instance, with like a company with Virgin Voyages, if someone were to book with us, we can throw in an extra $100 onboard credit, or up to $100 or $200 onboard credit, along with if you book a regular cabin, because of booking with us, you can actually book your shore excursions and dining at the same time as the suite guests versus everybody else who would be booking for Virgin Voyages. So
there's more availability.
More availability, just those little perks that kind of go in there. And then on the land side, there's about 25% of the vendors that are out there that the consumer can't even touch. So they're business to business only. For instance, we work really closely with a company called Chow Italy. They're out of New York, small company. And they purposely only do trips to Italy, but they will only talk to a travel agent.
So if I'm looking on one of the travel sites, I don't even see their stuff. It does not even come up. I can't see it.
You don't even talk to them.
All right. So one of the questions I always like to ask is about myths and misconceptions, and all that stuff is great. The question I want to hear is, when everything goes great and the vacation works out great and you know, they arrive on time, the flight's not delayed or the cruise leaves, all the stuff's perfect. Travel agent did great. Nobody hears anything. They come back and they rave about, you know, cruise planners. What is, and you don't got to give names, you don't got to give specifics and stuff that's not in your control. What is the nightmare scenario? Like, did you ever have like, is there the trip where someone leaves and their flight is delayed? They don't have their room. The room has bed bugs. A tsunami comes in and wipes out the beach the day they get there. I mean, what's the word? Do you have one that sticks out in your mind that you guys are like, oh, remember the Smith vacation? That was the worst one ever.
Right. So, of course, we're just like anybody else. We're dealing with clients. We're dealing with people. So sometimes things don't always work out perfectly. However, I will say the biggest struggles for us are when people don't purchase like travel insurance, and then they're traveling and something happens and they have there's nothing that we can do. You know, it's completely out of our hands. You know, the helicopter had to pick up grandpa on the cruise ship. That starts at $25,000.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's nothing that we can do anything about if you didn't purchase travel insurance. If you did, well, then that's fantastic. And really the other part is that we're their advocate. So, you know, we were in Germany, and this was years back before COVID. And, you know, we were having a problem for a trip that Robin booked for her and I, and we were having trouble trying to check in, and it was like 2 a.m. And she was on the phone with the vendor, the supplier that we used, because, you know, she was obviously the travel agent.
Right.
I'm sitting at the bar and I'm thinking to myself, you know, would I want to use you or would I want to be on the phone trying to figure this out?
Right.
Instead of being at the bar waiting for you to call me back.
I will tell you from personal experience, Playa del Carmen, Mexico, 2015, I always was under the impression. So if you're listening to this, people, travel insurance isn't just if your flight gets delayed or canceled or if a hurricane hits the week before. Travel insurance covers you if you have an accident on an ATV or like the medical or any of that stuff. It all covers that. So at least the ones I did. Now, I don't know if there's different levels of it. I took it because I've always used a travel agent. Married to my first wife. She worked for a travel agent, or there was a travel agent right next to her building. She was friends with the woman. She always preached travel insurance, travel insurance. So I always got it my whole life. 2015, I had a seizure in a pool in Playa del Carmen. Had to go to the state of the art, and I'm saying that tongue in cheek, medical facility in Playa del Carmen, Mexico, and they wouldn't let me out of the ambulance until I fronted them cash because they don't take American insurance, and my travel insurance reimbursed me every single dime to the penny. So I like what you're saying. I could attest to firsthand. People pay the extra $17 a day or whatever it is to get that travel insurance. You may never need it, but the one time you do need it, you will wish you had it.
Absolutely.
So let me ask you this. I mean, you guys kind of have a I know it's work, but it's kind of a fun job. You're sending people off on vacation. That's part of what you do. Do you guys do any of the business stuff? Do you have any corporate accounts where, with COVID, business travel, I would think, is drastically down because everybody does stuff via Zoom at this point. But do you have any corporate accounts like that or no?
Nothing major. We do handle some, light business, corporate accounts, some corporate clients. And a lot of times it usually bleeds over from their personal life.
Right.
Like we plan their personal trip and then they start asking a lot of questions about things, what else can we do? Like, I just don't feel like dealing with this. Can you handle this for me type of thing, which is certainly fine. We try to do everything we possibly can for clients. And then we're honest with our clients too, domestic flights are about the only thing we don't do. If someone calls me up and says, hey, Scott, I need you to book this flight. I'm going to Chicago.
You're
just tell them the best.
Yourself. Yeah.
Yep. We tell them to Google the information and go to the flight, that actual carrier themselves. So
the question I ask is, what you're doing is basically bringing joy to people for the most part. They're going on vacation. What do you guys do for fun when you are not planning trips? I'm assuming you guys like to travel. I mean, I would think that would be a big part of what you do, but is there other stuff? Do you go skydiving? Do you rock climbing? What's the other activities?
So yeah, we definitely get the opportunity to travel. As you can imagine, it's fun. And what I've realized being full-time for, a number of years now is that, even when we're traveling, we're working, so we're running a business, but at the same time, we've got clients that are traveling all over the world. We're there for them. That's why, being in communication with them is always there and always able. I like to golf. So, I like to, not only plan golf trips and, sports packages for people, but also like to enjoy it myself. So, I'm a golfer, but I would say that we love to travel just as much as we love to sell it.
So let me ask you this question. And I would think even when you guys are traveling, some random little resort in St. Lucia per se that you guys are sitting there and you're enjoying it, but are you guys hypercritical? Like, are you looking at stuff going, this isn't someplace I'd send somebody, or, oh, this is really nice. Like, are you constantly report carding every place you go when you travel?
I would say so. It's all about that experience for the client. You kind of alluded to it earlier, but we try to match up the client with what's going to be the best vacation that they're looking for. But not only pleasing the client is number one, number two is the experience that they're going to get. What does that look like? If we know that there's certain resorts and there's certain companies that we trust more than others, we're obviously going to lean towards those.
Of course. Yeah. And the reason I bring that up is, like, I went on a vacation once and, you check in at the hotel and they're like, okay, here's your room key. Give us your card. And it's kind of very robotic. And then I've been to other ones where, like, welcome. Here's a welcome glass of champagne. Here's a cool towel. Here's a strawberries to freshen up your day. Like, I mean, the experience of it. So I would think doing what you guys do, there's always a level of, the concierge was super nice. Check. I didn't have to touch my bag until it got to my room. Check. Like, there would be a lot. I would think there'd be a lot of that going on.
Absolutely. I've got a laundry list of information that I take.
So let me, then the question I have for you is, at what point when you get on the, so say you guys go on like a 4-day getaway just to go away. Is the whole trip, like, do you ever get a chance to just say, I'm letting my hair down figuratively and going to relax and enjoy it? Or is it always like you feel like you have to be, like, eye spying everything?
I say that I'm always eye spying, but, it is tough to kind of pull away just because, we're there, you're in that spot, you're in a very, remote location and, you want to actually see what's happening. And, grab names of people that when you do send clients there, hey, this is the person that I want to match them up with. At a Sandals resort, this is the butler that I need you to have because it's going to make your dream vacation
totally different.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. We talked about the worst case scenario for a client. You guys go on these trips. Is there one trip that if I said to you quick, without thinking, give it to me, what would you say is the best trip you've been on where you just felt pampered? And, like, I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of them, but is there one that stands out above everything else where you could say, that trip to St. Martin, Mullet Bay, but whatever it is, anything kick off?
Yeah. So I would, as far as pampered, and pampered's tough for clients, but I would say it's a Sandals resort with a butler. was
sandals complete, short with a butler.
Complete pampering. They were bringing me lobster tails on the beach for lunch, and he said, "It's lobster season. We've got plenty of these, so I'm bringing you one every day." Okay,
sign me up. Yeah, that's great.
With that.
Well, it's funny. Is the best vacation as far as like feeling that pampered? Believe it or not, was the summer of 2020. I went to Punta Cana to a resort. I'm not going to say names or anything, but it was a nice resort. It was great. We had the preferred club, all that stuff. But a resort that's normally at like 85% occupancy at 17% occupancy.
Huge.
So like talk about having all the resources of this beautiful facility and not having to fight lines for meals. It was absolutely fantastic, catered to and all that stuff. So, you know, that one's one that stands out. The Caesar was a nice resort, but the whole experience was set off by that. So one of the other questions I like to ask business owners, and in your case, COVID may be the answer. I get a lot of COVID for people, but what is a hardship or some sort of obstacle and challenge that you guys had to overcome where when you're going through it, you're saying, man, are we going to get through this? And then somehow you were able to kind of weather the storm and come out of it the other side.
Well, it's just like any other business. It's always changing. COVID was painful because, you know, obviously any cruise clients that we had, you know, the land portion of our business really helped us, you know, weather and stay alive, stay in business.
Right.
You know, the cruise business was really painful because there was long hold times. You know, there things that you can't answer for or you're going to get paid for. But I would say one of the things that has become a hardship coming out of COVID is really getting clients to understand that, you know, the pricing is not the same as it was. Not only inflation, but COVID is definitely driving pricing. Demand, supply and demand is 100% happening in the cruise and in the land business for sure. So there's been some serious sticker shock. And I think that's only going to go up as we continue until it finally levels off. But right now the pricing is a shock.
And it's just because there's so many people say, hey, I can vacation now, that there's less rooms and stuff, I guess.
That and they're booking like they booked previous, which is, a little last minute, not a big deal, not going to be tough. And the best pricing is when you book further out. We usually have group space that we can put you in.
Gotcha.
We can get your pricing. We can get your perks better at a more distance in between when you're actually looking to travel.
So last question before we start to wrap this up. I mean, Royal Caribbean has this new ridiculous ship. I see the promos for it. Have you put it? I mean, it hasn't actually cruised here yet, right? Isn't it going to cruise out of Miami or Fort Lauderdale? Is that where it's going from?
It is. It's starting cruising this week out of Miami.
Anybody on it? You have anybody on it?
Not this week, but we will in the next couple weeks. So
all right. So you'll get a report back. Now, when someone's your, I don't want to say guinea pig, but essentially you're for cruise planners, Tampa, this office, your location, they're your first people on that giant ship. Are you like, hey, go and try everything and report back? Do you kind of grill them a little bit to do that?
Of course. The good news for us too, is if there's, you know, actual travel agents or some of the corporate executives that, you know, are in our business and in our company report back, and they post a lot of stuff on social media. So we can utilize that just as much as anything else. And we'll have an opportunity to do a ship inspection at some point and check it out. But what people don't realize, too, is that's not the only biggest and newest ship. Royal Caribbean has another one that's already, you know, getting ready to sail called Utopia.
But and where's been that, pushing, in Europe?
It's coming over here. One of them is going to do a 4-night cruise options, and the other one's going to be do 7-night cruise options. But they didn't push Utopia because they didn't want to take away from Icon.
So when you say cruise inspection, is that, and I'm using air quotes for just the people that are listening, is that a way to say free travel agent trip to inspect? Is that cruise inspection?
No, that's a ship inspection is basically we just go on for a day.
Gotcha.
We have lunch and we check it out. So,
you know, what's funny is the longest cruise I went on in 1998, I went on a cruise through the Panama Canal. Now, I'm of a certain age where I remember seeing the Love Boat go through the Panama Canal, and it was so cool. They zipped in. The locks went up. It was like this. Yep. It took 10 minutes on Love Boat. It was the most boring day of my entire life on that boat going through the Panama Canal.
Right.
You know, and it just didn't match up. But that's a story for a completely other podcast. Scott, if people are trying to get a hold of you, what's the one thing, A, you want them to remember, and what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
So first of all, first thing to remember is, you know, we're going to be there to help them out, you know, throughout the process. You know, there's not going to be a fee to use us. We get paid from the actual supplier. Best way for them to contact us is either by the cell phone number that you have, 813-784-0317. Then go to our website and even chat with us. That's vacationsbyrobin.com. So you can go there and check us out. But we're full-time agents, you know, helping out our clients. And the best thing that I can say they can do is really book out as much time as possible. Get the deposit down. You can make payments to it. And that way you get the best pricing and the best options.
So, folks, if you're listening to this or watching this podcast, I can tell you from firsthand experience, I have worked with Robin. Does a tremendous job. Asked me what my needs were, my concerns were, anything I was specifically looking for in my trip. Went and put a plan together, and she truly did like a good, better, and best option. And not so much in like stuff that was going on, but in like different price points. So she gave me options for me to choose from. What I can tell you is listen to what I was asking and didn't come back with like the ridiculous $10,000 a night place. Like she didn't blow it up trying to sell me something, upselling it to me. So, you know, family run business, people that listen to what you have going on will consider what you're looking for and put together the best plan for your vacation, whether it's you and your significant other or your family or your family reunion. Contact Cruise Planners. The number is 813-784-0317. Scott and Robin Rother. Scott, thank you so much for being a good neighbor. Thank you so much for being on the Good Neighbor podcast.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much, Mike. Thanks.
Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast Passco. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppasco.com. That's gnppasco.com or call 813-922-3610.